December 19, 2024, JEDCO Executive Committee meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
We're recording.
It's one of those things I know the answer, but I don't know what the teacher is going to say is the answer. You've got to say it exactly how they want it said.
Right.
Is it a prepositional phrase, and was it an adverbial prepositional phrase, or adjective preposition?
All right, you're giving me PTSD.
Yeah.
I'm living, man.
We don't need to talk about those things.
We have a forum.
When we get to group of guests, we don't have David Wolf, we just have Kate Green right now.
Sounds good. Are we ready? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. First, we'd like to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and if Stephen would please lead us in that.
I sure will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First, I'd like to welcome our guest today, who is Kate Creed from Adams and Reese.
Hey, good to see everyone.
Hey, Kate. Morning. And next, I'd like to get an approval from the board for the absence today, Mara Pineda.
I'm sorry, we have one more.
Oh, we have one more. And Deanna Reed.
Raymond. Deanna Raymond.
Yep. Raymond, I'm sorry. Deanna, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right, now I'd like to get an approval of the board absence for today, which is Mara Pineda, December the 9th. May I please get a motion?
So moved.
Jean first, and Joe second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Next, an approval of the minutes for November the 21st. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Okay, moved Billy second. First, second. Michael? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion passes. All right, any public comments on the agenda items for today? Okay. Unfinished and new business. A resolution authorizing the president and CEO of Jefferson Parish Economic Development and Port District JEDCO to submit to the parish council an organization to be considered as a nominating organization for Commissioner G to the JEDCO Board of Commissioners, Jerry Baloney.
All right. If you all recall, we've actually discussed this at the last two meetings, but we have a nominating organization that the board has voted to remove as a nominating entity, and that entity now needs to be replaced. We approached the Louisiana Restaurant Association about being a new nominating entity. I've had multiple conversations with Stan Harris, who heads up that organization, as well as some of their members, and they are ecstatic about serving, and they have certainly committed to sending us some three nominees that will certainly help bring some strength to this board, whether they're restaurant owners or high-level executives. So that is the what we have before you would be the resolution would be to name the Louisiana Restaurant Association as the nominating organization for Commissioner G of as established in the JEDCO ordinances. Once the board does approve this, this will have to go before the parish council. The parish council will ratify that as well.
I can speak from experience with working with Stan on the New Orleans and Company board. He's an extremely valuable person to have involved with your organization. He does a lot of lobbying. He's involved in Baton Rouge. And like Jerry said, just that organization will bring a lot of strength to this organization. And they're connected with a lot of the other orgs around the city, so it just feels like a good member to be part of that coalition?
We had the opportunity to work with Stan's group pretty closely during COVID when we were talking about reopening businesses and how that should happen and what should be the standards. And of course, the restaurant industry was a leader in that effort, and certainly the strength of them as an organization showed throughout that effort as well.
So I'd like to move to approve this resolution.
Second. It's been moved by Michael, second by Jean, to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion passes.
And we'll now prepare that and forward it on to the council.
Right. A resolution approving the form of and authorizing the execution of an act of conveyance relative to the acquisition and construction of the 2024 additions and improvements to the manufacturing and administrative facilities of Latrim LLC, including its affiliates in Jefferson Parish, and providing for other matters with respect to the foregoing. Lacey.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. This is our second lease agreement to issue bonds with a payment of tax arrangement with Latrim. Latrim has, according to the private lease, it allows up to $400 million worth of asset additions, you know, mostly machinery and equipment, but some other items too, software, land if a building is being built on it, etc. well, under the terms of the lease, they have 10 years. Sorry, y'all. They have 10 years to add those asset additions to the pilot lease, and then they'll enjoy a 70% tax abatement, except if Latrim does establish and operate its prime shrimp line, which I don't know if it's still a concept stage, but in certain areas, targeted areas of the West Bank, then the tax abatement amount increases to 85% specifically for that development. But this particular conveyance will enjoy a 70% abatement. They've provided their list of assets to us that they've placed in service from January 1st of this year to November 30th. That list also includes anticipated additions to take place in December, so all the way through December 31st. And because, you know, it's unknown right now for December, right, what will actually be placed in service, we always follow that up with a ratification amendment to the conveyance in January. That's what we do for the original pilot lease, and we'll continue to operate in that way under this new lease. they are anticipating about $3.9 million to be placed into the pilot or placed in service and brought under the pilot in December. We gave them a little buffer by placing the cap at about $25 million. But if anything, if they, you know, something came up unexpected and it raised that amount to, you know, $30 million or more, or really over $25 million, then we would have to bring that back to the board. We just find that to be too significant of a difference that we have to come back to you. So we're looking at approximately $20 million in this lease agreement for 2024. I believe our counsel, Kate, has reviewed the list of assets that are in the packet and determined they were eligible to be conveyed. So with that, we're asking you to approve the resolution, which would authorize our vice chair and secretary to execute the act of conveyance. This is the first conveyance under the pilot. We'll have many more. to come.
Has anything significantly changed since the last time we talked about Latrim's pilot?
No, but Indiana's welcome to comment there, but I think it's pretty standard. I know we're hoping, or it sounds like we may experience a lot of growth this year, right? We talked about that.
Well, yeah, and 25 and 26, we're expecting good revenue growth at Latrim. But, you know, for the work primarily that we're doing with Amazon and UPS, but you know, in terms of the prime shrimp facility, that is, we're still pushing that. We're trying to just get the volumes up before we really commit to a major investment in a facility right now. We're just using some space at our current footprint in Harrington. But we hope that will, it's just us, you know, that's a retail business, so it's a little different than what we've done in the past. And it's taking a little longer to get all the retail outlets and get that going. But we're still hopeful.
Yeah.
It's a good problem.
Can't wait, it sure is. Any other questions?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. It's been moved by Jim. Can I get a second? And it's been seconded by Joe. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, motion passes. Now we'd like to get an approval of JETCO final amendment budget for 2024. And with Jennifer's absence, I think Jerry is going to.
Thank you, Dan. Yes, so bear with me. I just learned 30 minutes ago that I was given this report. So, Anthea, can we start on the JETCO budget? Right, yes. So you all have the budget in front of you. I actually have three changes that I'm going to mention. So when we adopt this, I'll need you to adopt it or make that motion with the amendments from the floor. But on the JETCO budget, I'm going to ask you first to go to page 16 of 19. One change that we have is to the at the bottom where it says transfer from other funds on our food incubator. We have moved $200,000 from the JETCO Development Corporation. This represents JETCO's matching funds for the food and beverage incubator that the Development Corporation is providing part of that match. So I'll show you in a minute where that's coming from in the EDGE budget. But this is one change that these funds have not been used yet. They've moved into this budget, but they represent the match, but they will not be spent until we start the design. The next change is going to be on page 18 of 19. And this is a capital expense for our conference center. We had to replace a ceiling grid in the conference center. So that's an expense that fell under 2024 of $57,160. So those are the two changes that I have on the JETCO budget. And then if you go to the Jefferson EDGE budget, I just wanted to show you the corresponding change, which is on page 8 of 11. That's the $200,000 moving out of the Jefferson EDGE, the transfer to other funds, moved out of the EDGE into the JETCO budget.
You're saying EDGE, which means?
The Development Corporation. Thank you for correcting me. That's moving out of the Development Corporation, not the Jefferson EDGE. Though, as a reminder, those are funds that are generated by our financing programs that can be used for economic development efforts in the parish. So that is part of our match so that we can obtain the federal grants to build that incubator. So that is that represents those three changes. And then if we can go to the summary sheet, I'll try and make some sense of this for you. But you'll see it up here. In our first amended budget, we were expecting to add about $244,000 to our fund balance. There have been a number of efforts made, and I want to commend the staff. Some of these are just washes. The ones that are grayed out, you'll see, for example, CEA revenues. Go in and then they go out. That's funds that we receive from the parish to execute the attraction campaign, for example, as well as special projects like brownfields and some of the capital outlay projects. But I'll call attention to, for example, on increases to revenue, the loan fund eligible income, that is an increase of $87,000 in income. Interest income, that $32,000, part of our move to Home Bank, we've realized more revenue, more interest, I think, from our investments as a result of that move. So that is an increase. And then on the next section down, the decrease to expenses under operating expenses, a savings of about $75,000. So that also is a testament to the staff, you know, really, really being good stewards of the money. So as I said, under the first amended budget, we were expecting to add about $244,000 to the fund balance. It looks like we're going to end up with a increase to the fund balance of $436,789. I don't have the exact number with me, but of that $436,000, some of it is going to be dedicated to these capital projects. So I think the true number of just unassigned fund balance is around 300, and I don't have the exact number, but a little over 300,000 of that is unassigned, just addition to our fund balance. So all in all, another strong financial year for us from a budget perspective. And I'll try and answer any questions you may have about the final budget.
No questions? Okay. Well, with that being said, I'd like to have someone move to approve the 2024 final amended budget, including amendments from the floor.
Anyone? I move.
Okay, it's been moved by Stephen and second by Billy. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And I do want to thank Lauren. Jennifer's not here, but Lauren and Jennifer have done a great job of not only on the financial side, but working with the staff and budgets this year. And I think we've streamlined a lot of things. We've made a lot of really positive steps forward. So we're in good shape there.
And Jerry, it's your turn again.
All right. I'll start with the bad news and move to the good news. Not really bad news, but we do still have how many days left in the year? 11 days left in the year, and 5 commissioners that still have to complete either their ethics or sexual harassment training. So I'm not going to call you out, but you will start getting the daily email starting today.
Post it on the front door.
Hey now, wait till we're late. Not late yet.
No posting necessary.
It is the usual suspects, I will say. It's become part of their annual holiday tradition. So
that's because we don't get an early Christmas gift.
but in all seriousness, and I know you all know this, we take pride in the fact that we're always in full compliance. But we have had commissioners in the past that have not satisfied their requirement, and there are penalties to pay, and it's not pleasant. So we just want to make sure everybody stays in compliance. I do want to just again thank all of you for being at the annual luncheon. It was an extremely successful event. This is the first year that I can remember that I receive not a single complaint, and usually I'll hear the meat wasn't tender, or the temperature in the room was too cold or too hot, or anything like that. I received zero negative comments. The positive comments poured in from the content to the people that were in the room, the mix of folks, which to me signals that we're on the right track. We have accomplished a lot this year, despite a lot of political headwinds and drama out there. It was a very successful year, a very successful luncheon. The team works so hard to pull that together. You know, I think we've developed a reputation as the luncheon that everybody wants to be at. We don't do many of them, but when we host it, we do it right, and that's you know, the hard work that Kelsey puts in from the design of everything and the content to Scott helping with all of the staging and design, and it just it to the entire staff sitting in the room packing bags to, you know, for everybody to take home. It actually gives me a lot of pride to see the team all pull together for that lunch every year. And I'm glad y'all were able to celebrate with us. You may have read the New Orleans Business Alliance, which is our counterpart in the city of New Orleans, is ceasing operations. I can't say I'm super surprised by that. I'm a little surprised by the way it went down. Like, there was no formal announcement. There was just a letter posted on their website. But the reason I bring that up is for your realization of why this organization is in such a dominant position and so well respected, and a lot of it is because of the way we were established, our function within the parish, the support we have. When the city established the New Orleans Business Alliance, it was under the impression was the city was going to support it the way the parish Jefferson supports JEDCO. And as soon as the NOLA Business Alliance was established, the mayor at the time immediately began putting pressure on them to raise money. The city was not going to continue to fund them. They needed to raise private funds. And that started an exercise for them where they were constantly focused on fundraising and they weren't really able to focus on economic development. And I think that's sort of where you've seen the demise, because the city doesn't have the funds to support it, and it's unfortunate that a city the size of New Orleans does not have their own strong and well-respected economic development organization. It remains to be seen what role GNO Inc. is going to play in their future economic development and what role some of the other ancillary groups are going to have. But nevertheless, we're moving ahead and we're in a really, really strong position. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Sometimes this time of the year, things slow down for us. We have a chance to catch our breath, and that's not the case this year. Calendars are packed, meetings are being held. There's a lot of interest. We've been on the phone all day yesterday with everything from the Esplanade and Rivertown redevelopment to projects all across the parish. So it's a good time for us. I do want to mention that we have our staff is having their Christmas holiday party this evening. And we want to thank the Jefferson Business Council because they help us offset the cost of that party. The staff is going to have some fun tonight at Drago's. And then I am going to, it's my favorite time of the year where I get to recognize perfect attendance. We have three commissioners with perfect attendance. The first one is he's not here, but he's not here.
Hey, come on.
He's not on executive committee.
Perfect
attendance for the board meetings and finance committee is Bob Stevens, so we'll give that to him at finance committee if he shows up. And then perfect attendance for our board meetings and our executive committee meetings go to Michael Adler and Jim Martin.
Oh, all right. I didn't mean to make them all. I thought I skipped some.
Congratulations. I know that will be ever. Hung proudly in awesome. Your respective offices.
We take it serious.
And,
thank you.
And that does actually mean a lot to us when we're scrambling for, I will sign those upon your exit.
He writes on once for a jury.
But with that, I don't know if you all have any questions for me or anything before the end of the year. Speak now or... See you in Gene.
About how many people attended the luncheon?
What was our count? Do we know the final count?
Top of my head.
348.
Oh, wow.
How many did you say, Penny?
348, 343. I mean, you know, that's how many seats.
Is that capacity?
We have a total of 352 seats, but we've not received it sat in.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is that the largest ballroom in Jefferson Parish?
You bring up a really sore subject.
Okay, on to the next thing.
I'd like to discuss this. I'd actually like some commissioners' opinions on this. We have had our annual luncheon there for years. It is the largest of the hotel ballrooms that we can be in. We can certainly move that event to a venue like the Ilario Center, but you lose all food quality, all venue quality. You're spending a fortune in staging to make it look nice. Every year I threaten to move it. And this year I threatened to move it like a week before the event when they told us that every person that attended the luncheon was going to have to download an app on their phone and use a QR code for parking. And I went ballistic, and they finally found someone that would deactivate the camera that was going to boot your car while
Good
we
job.
Were in the luncheon. But it comes up every year as to where else we could host this.
And that's really not why I brought it up, because I do understand, and we brought up before, that Jefferson Parish really could use another hotel with a large ballroom that could accommodate, you know, groups of that size and maybe even larger. But I'll be the incoming chairman of board for Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
This year.
Congratulations.
And so anything I can do in that capacity.
So you're building a hotel.
That's it.
First order of business.
They did have a hotel in Kenner, the Crown Plaza, with a similar ballroom, but they never reopened. Is that correct?
They reopened as the Clarion, and I think it recently went through an acquisition.
But the parking,
but access to that building is crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was
stuff
parking
in
is
too.
Tough. Yeah, parking is terrible.
And then Treasure Chest did open a large ball space, and I went to tour it. The problem is you have to walk through the smoke-filled casino. It's at the rear, and everybody has to go through the center of the casino, and it... I don't know that we want all of our folks.
They can still smoke inside the casino there?
They can.
Jim, we went to the grand opening. They had just invited their, like, it was the VIPs and their platinum members. They had it at the front door. They cut the ribbon. They let the platinum members in, and everybody went to the back and had drinks and snacks, and when you left, it already smelled like smoke. Like, within 5 minutes, the casino smelled like smoke. I was shocked that they don't have more ventilation.
But they stopped it. I mean, New Orleans doesn't have that anymore.
And their revenues dropped as a result. I mean, we talked to them, and they said that every casino that has halted smoking, their revenues have dropped precipitously.
Well. My television, New Orleans television, we're in all the major Jefferson Parish hotels, and over 100 New Orleans hotels, about 90% of all downtown and French Quarter properties. And we've worked directly with the Super Bowl three of the past times that they've been here. So we're going to have a lot of Super Bowl event related content. And if that Be More Here spot, I think would work perfect.
Yes.
I'd like to run a schedule. A complimentary, yes. You know, during the Super Bowl time, because I think it would be a good time to get that message in front of the attendees that'll be in town for that event. So
I think
just send it on over.
That's greatly appreciated, and we have the long format, and I think Deep Fried is also working on paring that down for smaller snippets as well. And we'd also like to probably get with you in addition to that on the Oyster campaign, because we're branding the Grand Isle Oysters, and that's something we've been part of, and it's gained traction, and also there'll be some efforts with the NFL during their stay here, so we'll sit with you on both of those.
Send them on over. That's all.
We do have a ton of ribbon cuttings. Kelsey's on vacation trying to recharge for first quarter of next year, because it's going to be a run of events between ribbon cuttings, the Super Bowl, the Parish Bicentennial, the Gretna Workspace, Peroni and Son. Like, there's just the first 2 months of the year are going to be jam-packed for us. But we will definitely get that over to you. And with that, I hope all of you have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year. Thank you for your support, and thank you for what you give to JEDCO.
You the man, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Yes, he is. And we appreciate those hats that you put out, you know, for the luncheon. I think everybody was so proud. People were walking out. They had the hats on.
Got a lot of traction. We've gotten requests for more of them.
Yeah.
So we're happy with the response.
All right. So if there are no more updates or comments, I'd like to get a motion to adjourn this meeting. Right? We have yes, Jean, second by Michael. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.